Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A note to listeners, this story mentions rape.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
It all comes down to a battle with time. You take a horrible job schedule. You might as well get up at 5 a.m. to do it. It's a relief to be miserable for a reason other than missing him, other than the helplessness of not being able to call or touch or plan a meal, a movie, a life. He won't be home for a decade.
When people started complaining about not being able to see their person, I was like, welcome to my everyday reality. My name is Cassandra Dallet, and I am a poet here in Oakland. I just recently had published a small collection called A Pretty Little Wilderness. It's entirely made up of poems that I wrote before Logan left, when he left, and since he left. I've hated not seeing him from the day they took him in, but it's not particularly that much worse. Because, I mean, I hate going on these visits, I guess, is the bottom line that I'm trying not to say because it's hurtful to him, right? I hate going to that place. To me, it's my ideal of hell is to have to go visit somebody in prison. I just want him to come home. So it's a relief for me to not have to visit. But of course, when I get there and see him, I don't feel that way. It was like a rainy night, and he was just in Oakland from LA for like that night. And it was really unlike me that I got up and went. But he was like, no, I'll send you the Uber. And I was like, he is pretty cute. I'll go have a drink with him. So I got out of the Uber, and of course, I'm like nervous and like, what the fuck am I doing? He just has a massive smile. He was just immediately warm. An hour or two later, we were kissing. And it seemed super normal, like we'd known each other for hella long. Kidnapped him away from his friends and brought him back to my house. And he stayed the night. And I don't know why. I was just like immediately very like nurturing. Like I wanted to take care of him right away, which is my personality. So that's not surprising. But I was trying to not be that person anymore. I never met anybody in my life that like didn't get on my nerves. And he doesn't get on my nerves. He's the best kisser in the world. And that's to say nothing of sex, right? He's a great conversationalist. Like we can just quietly be in the same house and not necessarily be talking, but it's infinitely improved by knowing that other person is there. After Stanford, he went to medical school, so he was actually an MD. Quite a lot of education. I work in healthcare. We're both very disillusioned with the bureaucracy in medical care, and both people that really love the part of just taking care of people and making people better. He had left working as a surgeon to be a medical marijuana referral doctor. It was somewhere in that first night or first day, he divulged like all his personal information. He did tell me that he was fighting this criminal case and that there was a chance he would go to jail and that the maximum would be like 16 years or something. He was working as a medical marijuana doctor. A client that came in for a referral accused him of raping her during the interview. I'm not a rape apologist. I
have suffered plenty of harassment, assault. I never want to be like the lady in denial or whatever. It's horrifying to think that that's what he'll be branded as forever. It's literally the most unsympathetic thing it could be, in my opinion. So it's really hard to deal with. I'm not really okay with it. I don't date dudes in prison. Been there, done that. I've dated plenty of people that have been to prison. And I finally meet somebody who's like kind of a square, super educated, all this, and his ass is going to prison. Everything about it should have probably told me to run. And I think normally I would have, but it was Logan. So it's like recognizing a long lost friend or something. I think he told me he loved me the first night. I know he did. It was just a Tinder hookup or whatever, but I was fairly invested by Monday from a Friday night meeting. We met at the end of December of 2015. And so we lived together until September of 2017, until they took him into custody. And basically our time together, we really did this, like take it one day at a time, because if you thought about the trial, it was so overwhelming and anxiety inducing. And also I really had this hands off, like I'm not saving you. I did give you a place to stay, but I am not gonna mortgage my house to pay for a lawyer, which in retrospect, I kind of wish I had. I go through a range of emotions every day for years because I am not a trusting person because of my life history. So somehow I always come back to believing him. But the way my mind is set up, it's always grinding away. And I go through a multitude of emotions and thoughts all the time. But this is the person I talk to every single day. And he's the person that I know that I lived with. So I have to believe him. He was convicted September 2017 in Sacramento. So they immediately remanded him into custody. We just prayed that he would be somewhere I could drive to. And then he was all the way in LA. In February of 2018, they shipped him to Chino. I visited many times. I had to buy a plane ticket. I would rent a car. I would get a hotel room near the prison. It's horrible. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's horrible to see somebody you love and treasure in the control of really fucked up people that don't know him, don't care about him. He's just a number.
He holds you tight enough to break, but only when you come and when you leave. When everyone gets to stand there while the COs flicker the lights, you kiss as hard or soft or as long as you can, self-conscious in a bunch of the most tattered and tattooed, weathered convicts and their women, a study in poverty and the baggy shit they make us wear to get in. You want to run. Your nerves are shot, knowing you'll have to leave alone. You'll drive a rental car through the endless suburbs and fly home alone in the dark and go home alone in the dark and get up alone in the dark, and alone in the dark, you'll wait for his call.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
He went to Mule Creek and it happened very suddenly. For him, it was just like, get your shit ready. You're on the next bus. I visited twice. Of course, it was great to see him once I got there. But then shelter in place started.
And now we're in COVID. So, you know, like everybody's doing long distance sheltered weird shit. So our situation is like, oh, yeah, we've been doing this.
I never told him particularly that I would stick with him if he was convicted. I didn't expect to have the reaction I did when it happened. I think what I've been saying to him now is like, you got to figure something out how you're going to get home, because I can't wait till 2027, which is his date.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
My love calls on a recorded line. An inmate at the California Institute for Men. I press 5 and press 5 and press 5. Want to choke her automated throat for calling him inmate. He's my best friend and more.
We have 60 seconds remaining.
The recording bitch warns us we have 60 seconds left. We are rushing and gushing, love yous, best times to call back. 30 seconds, she says. We speed up our goodbyes and he's gone.
I really thought like, we'll fade out, you know, we'll kind of fade out because I have to go on with my life. But I guess the thing is that when you do go back to dating, it's like further confirmation of how different it is to love somebody and to have that kind of connection.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.